At the new Founders Trading Post store, we're focused on making you the wisest crusader in all of Crusader Land. Now, to help you with that, we've got great deals on autographed Joseph Pierce books, including the new biography of J.R.R. Tolkien, plus rotating $5 sales on my CD features and DVD movies like The Spirit of 76 and The Road to Independence. To see all the incredible sales and shop where your purchase benefits our crusade, not the rainbow flag waver that Amazon or eBay, go to mikechurch.com/shop or call us 844-527-8723.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust, because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Stacey Cohen.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Tuesday, June 23rd, 2020. I'm Stacey Cohen, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at the Cohen Ranch in Winkelman, Arizona. This report is brought to you by McClure Tables, using Michigan hardwoods in Michigan to make the best made-in-the-USA shuffleboards on the market. Shuffle on over to McClureTables.com. That's M-C-C-L-U-R-E, tables.com. Here's what to listen for this hour. The White House made reporters leave last night as Andrew Jackson's statue came tumbling down. CHOP in Seattle is getting the old chopping block, and a far-left activist is calling for all Jesus statues to be taken down. Protesters Monday tried toppling a statue of Andrew Jackson right near the White House while sealing off an area in an act of defiance similar to events in Seattle by declaring off-limits an area dubbed the Black House Autonomous Zone, or BAZ. Police intervened as chants of, "Hey, hey, ho, ho, Andrew Jackson's gotta go," were heard while a rope was put around the bust of the 7th president riding a horse. The Washington Post reported that hundreds of protesters locked arms around the statue before police officers removed the crowd in a chaotic scene. U.S. Park and D.C. police used a chemical irritant to disperse the crowd, and officers were hit with objects. Jackson, who has faced ire in the present day for his severe treatment of Native Americans, was the latest historical figure targeted by protesters demanding monuments and memorials to those with racist pasts be taken down. The U.S. Secret Service asked reporters to leave the White House grounds nearby. The specific reason wasn't clear. The historic St. John's Episcopal Church, often called the Church of the Presidents, was vandalized with BAZ spray painted on its pillars. The church became the center of controversy earlier this month when President Trump posed for a photograph in front of the building after police cleared out protesters. Meanwhile, in Seattle, Seattle will move to the end of the police-free zone known as the Capitol Hill Organized Protests, or CHOP. After two recent shootings, one of which was deadly, Mayor Jenny Durkan announced this Monday, signaling that a stunning chapter in the city's history could be drawing to a close. The mayor said that the violence was distracting from changes sought by thousands of peaceful protesters seeking to address racial inequity and police brutality. Activists set up CHOP in the city's Capitol Hill neighborhood just about 2 weeks ago, barricading off the area after police evacuated a ransacked precinct building there. The cumulative impacts of the gatherings and protests in the nighttime atmosphere and violence has led to increasingly difficult circumstances for our businesses and residents, Durkan said at a news conference. The impacts have increased and the safety has decreased. The protesters have issued a list of demands, including calls to defund the police and for leaders to address other social justice causes. President Trump frequently has lashed out at Durkan and Washington Governor Jay Inslee, both Democrats, over CHOP's existence, saying the zone is being run by anarchists. Coming up, our saint of the day. She had taken a vow of perpetual virginity, but she married again for political reasons. Quote of the day, charity may be a very short word, but with its tremendous meaning of pure love, it sums up man's entire relation to God and to his neighbor. Saint Alred of Revel. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Foundations Restored is the epic 17-DVD or streaming download series that completely refutes that most pernicious of modernist errors, evolution. This course is visually stunning and is presented so that laypeople can arm themselves with truth in the fight against the evil that is neo-Darwinism. To order, simply use our handy ordering link, crusadechannel.com/Adam. And right now, your first two episodes are free. Order now at crusadechannel.com/Adam.
Our saint of the day is Saint Elthedra or Saint Audrey, sister of Saint German. She was widowed after 3 years of marriage, and rumor had it that the marriage was never even consummated, as Elthedra had taken a vow of perpetual virginity. She married again for political reasons. Her new husband knew of her vow, but grew tired of living as brother and sister and began to make advances on her. But she refused him. He tried to bribe the local bishop, St. Wilfrid of York, to release her from her vow. Wilfrid refused and instead helped Audrey escape to a promontory called Colbert's Head. A high tide then came in, and it stayed high for 7 days. It kept her separated from her husband, and it was considered divine intervention. The young man gave up. The marriage was annulled, and Audrey took the veil. She spent a year with her niece, St. Ebb the Elder, and founded the great Abbey of Ely, where she lived an austere life. She died of an enormous and unsightly tumor on her neck. She gratefully accepted this as divine retribution for all the necklaces she had worn in her early years. In the Middle Ages, a festival called St. Audrey's Fair was held at Ely on her feast day. The exceptional shoddiness of the merchandise, especially the neckerchiefs, contributed to the English language and the word tawdry, a corruption of St. Audrey. Far-left activist Sean King on Monday said all images depicting Jesus as a white European should be torn down because they're a form of white supremacy. King made his remarks over a series of Twitter posts as historic monuments and statues have become the targets of anger and vandalism during Black Lives Matter protests in the wake of George Floyd's death while in police custody last month. "Yes, I think the statues of the white European they claim as Jesus should also come down. They are a form of white supremacy. Always have been," King tweeted. "In the Bible, when the family of Jesus wanted to hide and blend in, guess where they went? Egypt, not Denmark. Tear them down." King followed the post up with another, saying that white Jesus is a lie and a tool of white supremacy created to help white people use Christianity as a tool of oppression. He added that white people would never have accepted a religion from a brown man. Reactions on Twitter were mixed. Some agreed with King's position, while others pointed out that cultures other than white Europeans have depicted Jesus in ways that resembled the local community. King was once a leading voice in the Black Lives Matter movement, but he fell from grace when his race was questioned and he was accused of being a Caucasian, falsely portraying himself as black. King was also a surrogate for Senator Bernie Sanders, having introduced him at the kickoff rally in Brooklyn last year for his failed 2020 presidential bid. The backlash toward health officials has taken its toll. At least 24 public health officials across the country have either resigned, retired, or been fired from the positions during the COVID-19 pandemic. This according to the National Association of City and County Health Officials, better known as NACHO. According to Lori Freeman, CEO of NACHO, what has typically been just pure health advice coming from a trusted source in the community, the local health department is being politicized and made to seem like the public health advice is something that is restricting people's rights, their freedoms to move about. NACHO said last week that threats toward public officials are happening across the country in red states and blue states, large metropolitan areas, and rural communities. Public health department officials and staff have been physically threatened and politically scapegoated. As a result, many have obtained personal security as protection. These losses don't help at a time when public health departments are already understaffed. The goal is to mark the way through a recovery journey and work together to save lives. Send me your news tips to news@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Stacey Cohen for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.